Yeah, well, I suppose it was a long day, but at the same time, we're dealing with issues that will come into place and will be, I suppose, the law of the land for the next 6 years. This is 24-30 plan. So as I said today, that we're making at the meeting today, I said that we're making decisions that we're going to have to stand over for the next 6 years. So we have to get them right, and it's important that we take our time making decisions on it regarding the different settlement frameworks and different issues that will come up whenever people are going for planning over the next 6 years. That it's important that we try and get it right, and that we try and make it as easy as possible for people that want to build in their own areas, that they're able to do it without too much red tape. So that's the important issue.
And the current plans are to expire around May time, and there's a view to try and have these plans in place for then. Is there any concerns that that mightn't happen?
No, I would think, suppose it's going to be tight in fairness, like, but suppose usually if the new plan's not in place, the old plan stays in place until the new plan comes into it. But at the same time, we would like this, we want this to be our plan. We don't want it coming down from Dublin saying, well, you didn't agree to a plan, so we'll just tell you what it is now. So it's important that we have our say, and that we can get forward the views of the people on the ground, our constituents, that what they need going forward is there for them, whether it be a private house or whether it be trying to be a new business to be set up in the area,
and
that the things are in place for them.
And the local elections will also be coming up. Will that be a factor to contend with?
Yeah, I suppose it's just the timing of it. The last one was 18-24, but it kind of ran into the beginning of 19. So it's really it was the local elections of 19. So it seems to coincide with them. But going forward, they're talking about having these development plans for every 10 years, but that you could review it maybe after 5 years, if there were any specific things in it that needed to be changed. Because we don't know, like, I mean, we zone so much land for a certain amount of houses, but we don't actually know where our population is going to grow over the next 6 years. So we have to be mindful of that as well, that we can reach the targets that we set now, that if we go for them, that there's a process in place that we can allow for that.